This is KCUR. I'm Alana Gordon. Kansas lawmakers must go back to the negotiating table on tax issues today. The House rejected a plan last night that would have lowered the state sales tax on groceries and cancel a scheduled decrease in the sales tax on other items. Republican Governor Sam Brownback wanted those additional tax revenues to prevent budget gaps. But Johnson County Republican Representative John Rubin told his colleagues the bill was a tax increase that was greater than the tax plan the House approved months ago. And
this is a regressive tax increase, hitting hardest the poor and lower middle classes least able to afford it.
The failure to reach an agreement on a budget or tax bill puts the legislature in its 98th day of session today. Typically, session lasts 90 days. The effort by Sprint, based in Overland Park, to buy Clearwire and become a stronger wireless phone company ran into trouble yesterday. The Kansas City Star reports Clearwire canceled a planned vote on Sprint's bid because a rival bidder, Dish, topped Sprint's offer. The company said it wants to review that before making a decision. Missouri Governor Jay Nixon says a bill passed by the legislature this year that meant to cut income taxes would actually increase the sales tax for many Missourians. As Chris McDaniel reports, Nixon appears on track to veto the bill.
The governor has yet to commit a veto of the Republicans' marquee legislation from this session, a bill that would cut income taxes. Senator Will Krause handled the bill on the Senate side. He says Nixon's qualms are just the governor searching for an excuse to veto and that there is an easy solution.
The governor signs this bill. We come back in the session next year. We will correct this mistake. We will make sure that we put the exemption back in there for all prescription drugs.
If Nixon does veto the bill, there will most likely be a contentious override vote in September. Krause says he's confident that the prescription exemption will not affect veto votes. I'm Chris McDaniel.
A new youth soccer complex at Swope Park was originally to be funded with unused tax increment financing until the Raytown School District threatened to sue for its share of the $11 million. But revised funding plans were approved by the city council yesterday, and the 10 soccer fields will be built. Mayor Sly James said there was more involved than just being able to compete with Johnson County for soccer tournaments.
There are options for children up north. There are some options for children out south, not nearly as many as there should be, but in the core of the city, the options are few and far between. It is about time that we started making some of the investments in the core city that have needed to be made for years.
Councilmember Jan Markison was the only vote against the $13 million cooperative project. She said she realized the benefits, but needed to protest the lack of a council policy on the spending money that technically would have gone into the general fund. And in sports, the Kansas City Royals wrapped up their series against the St. Louis Cardinals last night. Michael Byers has the details on this.
Hi, Alana.
Hi, Michael. So the Royals were on an 8-game losing streak until yesterday. What happened?
Well, they were trailing 2-1 entering the ninth inning. They rallied for 3 runs to take the lead and then waited out a 4.5-hour rain delay. And they finally ended their 8-game losing streak by defeating the Cardinals 4-2.
All right. Well, with that win under their belt, where do the Royals rank now?
Well, in spite of the win, they're still in last place in the American League Central, 6.5 games behind first place Detroit, but at least they won yesterday.
Thanks, Michael. Kansas City opens a weekend series with the Rangers in Texas this evening. This is KCUR.